In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks, hour number three upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, John Zmirak joining us now, stream.org. How are you, John? Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thanks, you too. It's feeling less Christmassy than any Christmas I've been through except for Christmas 2001 in New York City shortly after 9/11. But this year is like maybe even worse.
Definitely a different year, no doubt about that.
Yeah, we should be telling people miserable Christmas.
Just say a blessed Christmas. We can manage that. Whatever the world does to us, we can manage to make it a blessed Christmas by remembering God and Jesus and the reason for it all. No matter how many Herods and how many Pontius Pilates and how many Tiberius Caesars are around us, we can still remember the reason for the season, as all the fun stuff and the good stuff is kind of stripped away from us. You know, we can't go to church, we can't be with our families, we're not in a free country anymore, we don't have elected leaders anymore, you know, we're kind of more and more like first century Jews in Roman-occupied Palestine.
John, here in Colorado, we don't have Pontius Pilate, we have Pompous Polis.
Yeah, well, I'm in Texas, which was like one of the last free states, but we'll see how that goes. I got a new piece at stream.org I hope people will check out. It's called Turning Christian Nationalism into a Slur. What the left has decided to do with the cooperation of some Christians who want to make nice with the left because they see them coming to power, they've decided to say that American Christians, especially if they're white, if they want to hold on to the historic rights and privileges that came with our Constitution that our ancestors fought for, this is not a legitimate national aspiration such as they would think, you know, if people in the Philippines or in Ethiopia had those desires. No, this is a toxic, dangerous, evil ideology that they have named Christian nationalism. And it is incompatible with genuine Christianity. If we try to preserve our gun rights, our voting rights, our freedom of expression, if we organize to do that, we uniquely, among other groups, are not allowed to do that. If we do that, we are dangerous extremists. And in fact, there's a Democrat secular caucus that has proposed that the new administration, assuming Biden manages to continue the steal, that the new administration label Christian nationalism as a form of extremism akin to white nationalism as a likely source of terrorism that should be subject to special scrutiny by the FBI and our local police.
So, John, what do we do to fight against this?
Well, we try to stop the theft of this election. We try to stop the Democrats from taking the Georgia Senate seats so they can pack the Supreme Court and basically eviscerate the Constitution. I'd say stockpile guns and ammo, and then don't turn them over no matter what. And, of course, pray. And maybe go back and read the Old Testament, read the Psalms, read Jeremiah and Isaiah and the other prophets for advice on how God's own people. We're not God's own people like the Israelites in the Old Testament, but we are one of God's peoples, right? And we have every reason to look back to our spiritual forefathers, the Jews, and see how they endured persecution and sometimes resisted it. Read the story of the Maccabees. That's a great heroic story. It's I think it's only in Catholic Bibles. It's considered apocrypha in Protestant Bibles. But get hold of the Book of Maccabees. That's the basis of the holiday of Hanukkah. And what the story was is Greek rulers who were the heirs to Alexander the Great, occupied Palestine, and for a long time they were tolerant. But then one ruler came to power, decided to enforce paganism on the Jews. He was trying to force them to eat pork, to worship idols inside the temple, you know, the holiest scene area of Judaism, forcing them to build gymnasiums where they would exercise in the nude, which is the Greek fashion, but abhorrent to religious Jews. And one family, the Maccabee family, led a rebellion that actually successfully, you know, overthrew the government, essentially, forced them to permit, to tolerate and respect Jewish religious mores again, and eventually led to an independent Jewish kingdom that lasted for more than 100 years.
Hey, John, this coming persecution of Christians, which I think you're right, by the way, is it pretty much the same as our erosion of liberties overall? Is this simply the progression of Western society leaving its roots?
Yeah, because that freedom only comes from our Christian roots. The idea of human beings having intrinsic rights is a completely Judeo-Christian invention or discovery. It's not something the Romans or the Greeks or the German barbarians or the Muslims or the Hindus or the Buddhists ever believed. It is a unique byproduct of Christianity. It's one we should celebrate and try to defend as a legitimate and inevitable consequence of the Christian view of the human person and the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we don't have value beyond being a higher evolved animal, then we can simply be caged as animals.
Which is precisely what the pagan regimes of the 20th century, Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, precisely what they did and what the Communist Chinese are doing now. Mm. They have the entire nation of Uyghur Muslims in the region of East Turkestan. They're a prison nation. There are more than 1 million in concentration camps. They're using them to make Nike sneakers, Apple computers, and to pick cotton. They are using slaves to pick cotton in communist China, and Joe Biden and the Democrats and the NBA and Pope Francis are all fine with that.
Shouldn't be. They shouldn't be.
It's a dark time. Let's remember God is always with us, Amen. Especially in our times of suffering.
Amen.
Have a blessed Christmas.
Well said. John, thanks, sir. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. JohnsAmericStream.org. Find all of his work there. Barber's Foods is next. Folks, there's still a little bit of time. You could potentially get some meat even tomorrow if need be. If you haven't gotten that prime rib handled or whatever you need for Christmas, go to Barber's Foods and they can handle that. Gift packs and or gift certificates. There's always time to get that done. If you're trying to shop for that hard-to-buy someone, you can do that at Barber's Foods, folks. Find them again at barbersfoods.com. That's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods sources the highest quality air-chilled chicken, Duroc non-GMO pork, Wagyu and Angus beef and Alaskan salmon, along with many other proteins, all from family farms in the United States that they know. You do care where your food comes from, but it's so hard to really know. You're shopping for meat in the retail store, and all you've got to go on is the label on the package. The problem is, many labels are misleading, like the label that says product of USA. But in fact, the product in the package was imported and not produced in the United States at all. This meat label loophole is allowed by the USDA and widely practiced. Do your meat shopping at barbersfoods.com instead of the local retail store. Trust Barber's Foods to find you the best quality meats raised in the most sustainable and humane ways with label claims that are truthful. Order in December and all orders for deliveries to Colorado addresses are free. Barbersfoods.com.
All right, that's Flesch and Beck. It's fleschlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H. If you're in an accident and you need representation, which in some cases you do, make sure you're made whole. Kevin can do just that. 303-806-886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch of Flesch and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Gino's Auto Service is next. And folks, if you need something done on your vehicle, and there's a little bit of time still before Christmas, but regardless, you need to make sure your vehicle's properly maintained now and in through 2021. Make sure you're doing that at Gino's. Find him at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J, or call 303-794-6700.
If there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Oh,
John's
anyways.
A Mirac.
Okay,
honest person.
I got something else. Okay.
All right.
I'll preface this by saying that I would never, ever advocate violence any way, shape, or form by anyone, okay? Unless you're violated first, okay? You all know me. I would never throw the first punch. It's not who I am. I was raised that way. I would never do so.
Okay.
But I want to read a story to you. I'm not laughing, not making fun, because this is not a laughing matter. But I do think there's a story here. And I'll be serious about how I do this. There was an Ocean Shores man attacked after confronting men for not wearing a mask. An Ocean Shores man said he was attacked for confronting two men for not wearing masks, and now he's worried police are not properly investigating the case. Daniel Troublefield, 43, said he was at Ocean Shores IGA Sunday night when he called someone out for not wearing a mask. Inside the store, he said the conversation turned heated, but he thought that was the end of it. However, he was not expecting what happened once he walked outside. I curled up in a fetal position. I was just about ready to die. He shared the surveillance video with KIRO 7 News, which he got from the neighborhood drugstore. The video shows him in the parking lot walking out to his white car, but he walks past it as he was taunted by the maskless men. So it's not the masked man, it's the maskless men. They kept berating me with expletives, calling me a snowflake, and it's not science, it's a hoax, so on and so forth. Looking back, Daniel said he wished he'd ignored them. To my regret, I walked up to the car. I was trying to explain it's science and you should be wearing a mask because you're endangering me and everyone else in the store by not having a mask on. That's when things escalated even further. The gentleman tapped my chest and I flipped up his hat, and that's when they both got out of the car. So I guess I didn't see the video because it's so grainy, it's hard to really tell what's going on. But evidently these guys drove up. The altercation kept going. This guy must have reached out and tapped his chest, so then he flipped his hat off. Then these guys climbed out of the car and beat the living daylights out of this guy.
All right.
Which, by the way, I'm not advocating.
No, no, no.
The beating lasted about 20 seconds. The men took off, and now he's worried they're going to get away and won't get justice. I don't feel the police are doing enough. I'm in the dark right now about everything. The police say the investigation is ongoing. They don't know whether it was an assault or self-defense. Troublefield, a disabled Marine veteran, said he never threw one punch and even passed out. His nose is now fractured. He had to get stitches, and he got bruises all over his face and body. I'd like to see the two gentlemen locked up in jail. I'd like for them to pay for what they did. I don't think any human deserves to be treated like this. By the way, I agree with that. But this is the troubling part of all this. He said that this was the first time he's ever confronted anyone for not wearing a mask. He said he was compelled to because both he and his wife have pre-existing conditions. He said he was frustrated that people aren't taking the pandemic seriously and putting everyone else at risk. But he also said this will be the last time he ever says anything again. By the way, that's probably the best thing he should do. And I'm not advocating and saying that the violence that happened here was right. But what I am saying is this. If you worry about being out in public because you have a pre-existing condition.
Thank
Why
you.
Are you there in the first place?
Exactly. Thank you. Look, we can say honestly, we can speak honestly about his actions and about his choices without condoning what was done to
him.
Yeah,
I don't condone what happened.
Right. We're not condoning any of that. Period. No. End of story. Done. Okay.
Right.
Not condoning that. Now, setting that aside, let's talk about him. Okay. I don't know his name. Let's say his name is Bob, whatever. Okay, Bob, you're a guy, because I don't want to know his name anyway.
Daniel.
Now we're talking.
It's already it's in the
I know
article.
It's in the piece.
Just
I was trying to leave his name
Dan.
Out of it. Okay, let's say Dan.
Doesn't know us.
Dan, A, you are at risk with this virus. You're saying it yourself.
Yeah, okay. He has pre-existing conditions.
B, you have chosen not to shelter yourself from this risk. You've made that choice to put yourself out into the world around other people who do not have that risk. C, these people want to live their lives. They are not at risk. They are responsibly not endangering themselves and others. D, you take it upon yourself, you who did not shelter yourself, you take it upon yourself to lecture them. And by the way, he says, John, I've never, ever said this to anyone before. Well, you know, should I take his word for it? I guess. But let me tell you something, John.
That's not the issue.
You know as well, either way, you know as well as I do, 99 times out of 100, the pro-mask crowd is the more aggressive one than the anti-mask crowd. It is the pro-mask crowd that's initiating. And by the way, he's admitting he initiated.
Mm-hmm.
He initiated
that.
When all he had to do was shelter himself, okay? But he didn't do that. Okay, if you're not going to shelter yourself and you're going to go out into the world of these people, don't criticize them and get in their face.
I just want to make sure, because I looked this up because I didn't know. I should have looked up prior. But Ocean Shores IGA is a grocery store.
Yeah, IGA. I grew up with IGA.
Okay, so you know.
Those are grocery stores.
So I'm guessing that, I could be wrong, but if IGA is on the forefront of competing with the Krogers of the world, they probably offer home delivery of your groceries, right?
Yeah, or they can work together with home delivery.
In other words, if you're
systems, yes,
really
you
worried
can get your
about
stuff
getting
at
COVID,
home.
You
yes.
could have this stuff delivered to your door.
Absolutely.
So then, why didn't he do that?
Exactly. He didn't do that, and yet he goes into their world. Let me tell you something. If you cannot handle the fear of something that's out there, and other people can, then when you go out into that, you're going into their world. So you are going into their world and telling them how to live in it because of the threat they supposedly pose to you, which, by the way, what a rotten thing to do. These two guys, before they'd ever beaten them up, and we are against that, we already said that. We don't have to explain
that at all.
Don't have to explain that anymore. Okay. It's stupid that we even have to explain that. It's so obvious.
Agree.
Okay. These two guys, before they tore into him, had done nothing to him.
No.
They had done nothing to expose him. They had done nothing to endanger him. They hadn't come to his house. They hadn't brought COVID. They didn't bring germ-infested blankets to his house and throw them on him. They hadn't done a thing to this guy. And, oh, by the way, if this guy is anything, and I mean anything like most of these pro-maskers, he was probably very rude and abrasive in approaching them and very stupid.
I would venture to guess you're right when you say that. And
do we know it? No.
No.
But was he probably? Yeah.
But I was going to say that not saying what these guys did in response was right, because it's not.
No, of course not.
I am going to say this, though. He started it.
Yes.
Because here's the alternative he could have done. Either A, ordered his groceries from home.
Yes.
Or B, if he didn't like the fact there were people running around the store without masks on, he could have gone to management and said, hey, guys, you got some guys over here not wearing masks. I thought store policy was they need to wear masks. I don't feel comfortable in here. I'm either going to have to leave or you need to get these guys to wear their masks. One of the two.
Even that kind of Karen thing really annoys
me. But isn't that better, though, Andy, than just saying,
yes,
why aren't you guys wearing your masks?
Yeah, taking the law into your own hand.
Because, by the way, I'm guessing that's probably how that went.
Right. Going mask vigilante, getting in their face. These two guys who hadn't done anything to anyone, okay? Keep in mind, they hadn't done anything to anyone. You know? And here you go, you basically picked a fight with them. Because you told, well, no, I wasn't asking for a fight. You were asking to judge them, two people who had done nothing to you, when you didn't shelter yourself by your own choice.
Right.
He initiated,
we by no means, and I'm going to repeat this again.
Why do we even have to say
we are not condoning what these two guys did. It's wrong in what they did. They never should have done that.
Of course.
Although, if he was so concerned about being in public that he's now going to be the Kevins of the world and tell them to put their mask on, why is he there in the first place?
And by the way, John, notice he re-engaged with them outside.
Which you should not have done either. That... Just as a side note, is just foolishness.
You've already offended two guys you don't know.
Right.
Unprovoked, by the way.
Right.
They didn't provoke it. You did. You have already offended them unprovoked. Leave it at that.
You want to know what the headlines were from the local news station?
What?
Coronavirus pandemic mask assault.
All right.
That's what the headlines are that from Simi Kim, that's actually the announcer here. I'm watching it as we speak.
The thing that really stands out about this, though, John, is how rare it is. How rare is it that an anti-masker does anything to a pro-masker?
Doesn't happen.
No, it's 99% the other way. It's pro-maskers who are mean, rude, vicious, even try to get people in trouble or fired to the non-maskers. It's all the other way around and against science, by the way.
I agree. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. Liz Mayer should be joining us here shortly. If not, we'll continue on without her. Enchanted Kitchens is next. If you need something done to your kitchen and you want to make it that enchanted place, go to klzradio.com.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you need help with that kitchen and getting it paid for, that's where Kurt Rogers comes into play. Or if you just want to lower your mortgage amount, the dollar amount, the interest rate, however you're doing it, Kurt's got multiple options for you. Give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, folks, we got a little more weather coming in tonight. Hard to say what's going to happen. If it does get slick out, you're in an accident, you don't know what to do, have that car taken to a good shop. You control the process, not the insurance company. Find them at klzradio.com with three locations to serve you, one in Commerce City and two in North Glen. That's at klzradio.com or call them at 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. so he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Okay, that's a classic.
Frosty.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy that. By the way, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John, let me throw a question at you with this.
Sure.
Okay. And let me preface it with the riots. Now, you know, when people riot and they burn things and do all this, I blame the individuals who do it primarily, right? Mm-hmm. But I also blame their leaders and their messaging. I believe there's no coincidence that you saw massive violence all in the same areas, areas that were run by the same leaders. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's look at what happened with this grocery store and these two guys attacking. It was started by the guy who did the provoking. And here's what I want to ask you. At some point, do we have to blame the pro, or at least put some blame on, the pro-mask coalition? Because they have taught their people to be so arrogant, so intrusive, so abrasive, and mean that you got these two guys who did what they shouldn't have done, right? We both agree they shouldn't have, you know, assaulted this guy. But they are creating, the pro-mask coalition is creating so much rage and anger out there that people are going to snap. They're still wrong to snap,
agree.
But shouldn't we also heap some blame for what happened to this guy on the pro-mask coalition?
I think blame is, again, make sure I continue to say this because otherwise somebody's going to use it against me. We'd never advocate what these guys did. Wrong. They shouldn't have done that.
Obvious. Period. Set that aside.
I don't care what somebody says to you. You don't do what they did.
But okay.
Setting that aside, is there blame on the entire mask-wearing Nazis that are out there? Yes.
Yes. Have they created,
yes.
And I'm sorry for the long question, but I really wanted to tie it in with the riots and all this, because we're talking about rage here, John.
Mm-hmm.
Have they created an undercurrent of rage in our society of people who are so sick and tired of being forced down that they may lash out?
Let me give you another example of that.
All right.
The left lane police. Left lane police create rage. What I mean by left lane police are there are those individuals that feel like it's their obligation while they're on the highways to park in the left lane and do the speed limit. Even though everybody knows that the left lane is typically meant for traveling faster than the speed limit. And by the way, there's a lot of cops that will back me up on what I'm saying, because they'll allow you to drive 8 to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit in most cases. And as long as you're not zigzagging in and out of traffic and tailgating and doing a bunch of other things that they'd pull you over for, you're probably going to be able to just keep driving that left lane and it's no big deal. But there's a coalition of Karens out there that feel it necessary to get in that left lane and make sure nobody goes above the posted speed limit.
They're speed nannies.
And guess what they do? They create anger and rage.
Yes.
To the people that are behind them.
They do. They
constantly.
Do. Speed nannies create anger and rage.
Yes.
And by the way, John,
And by the way, real quick.
Go ahead.
Are they correct? Yeah, they are doing everything to the letter of the law, but does it make it right? No, it doesn't.
That's what happens, though, when you use the law as a weapon rather than as a help.
That's right.
As something to help. Well, look at it this way. You know, I put it out online, it was about a year ago, and I simply asked people who causes more accidents, slow drivers or fast?
Slow drivers.
2-1.
Always.
People said slow drivers. 2-1.
I mean, there's that extreme where somebody's zigzagging in and out of traffic, driving super fast that, frankly, shouldn't be, and they probably need to get a ticket or report it or whatever the case may be. That's a whole different scenario. But the person is driving 75 in a left lane in a 65 zone. Leave them alone.
Okay, now take it to the Kroger. This guy was a speed nanny.
Basically, yes.
Did he even have to be there? No, he could have ordered the stuff at home if he's really at risk. Secondly, if he was going to go there, did he have to preach to those who are not at risk,
no,
who had chosen to be there?
No, you don't.
So that's a double stupid move. Then, of course, he gets into another altercation with them outside.
In the parking lot, which,
you're
done inside the store. Why do you go outside with it?
But these are two guys, to use your speed nanny analogy, who have spent the last 9 months being told to go 10 miles an hour on the road.
Right.
These two guys are mad to begin with.
They are.
They are sick and tired of being preached at, yelled at, treated poorly when they look at the numbers, and the numbers clearly say, we're not at risk, folks. This is ridiculous. We only have a little more death this year than normal years. You're just re-terming everything, and you're making us wear masks that, by the way, are not helping restrain the virus. So leave us alone. What I'm saying is this. This guy tapped into, now these guys are also jerks because what they did was wrong.
I understand.
Okay, but this guy tapped in, you're going to have jerks out there, John. This guy
lots
tapped
them,
into.
On both sides, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, way more jerks on the pro mask. Sorry,
no,
way
more. I agree, but what I'm saying is there's jerks on both sides.
True.
Let's call it for what it is.
Yeah. This guy, well, remember, we had the one, what was the story, where a couple ladies assaulted this kid who wasn't wearing a mask.
Right.
Right. This guy tapped into a rage, and here's what I mean. John, these idiots don't understand how angry people are at being told how to live.
He climbed into the lion's den after the lion hasn't been fed for 2 weeks.
And the reason, exactly, yes, and the reason he...
2 weeks probably an extreme, but a week.
Yeah, and the reason he doesn't understand how angry they are is because he doesn't care about how his side has treated these people for the last 9 months.
That's right.
He doesn't care, John, and that because of that, he has no idea how mad they are.
Right.
Now, does that justify them? No.
No, of course not.
But it does mean you look back at him and say, dude, the reason you don't care about how angry you've made people is because you don't care about these people, period. And you just walked in and slapped them in the face, figuratively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
Fully. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because number one, you should never provoke somebody that you know is probably going to lash out at you anyways.
Yeah, it's not real brave.
Whether you agree with them or not, that's not the best place to do so. Number two, you've confronted them in the store already. Leave it. Why are you taking that outside? To me, you're just asking for a fight, which, by the way, he shouldn't have got even if asking for it. But you know, I'm not sympathizing with these other guys at all, because this guy got beat to a pulp. You can see the pictures, and I mean, they didn't just sock it to him. They beat this guy up. So that,
guys,
it's not right in what they did.
No, they took out a lot of pent-up rage.
That's right.
And did exactly what you're not supposed to do with
your
pent-up rage.
That's right.
We all have things that enrage us. You might get enraged over a ball game not going your way. You do not take it out physically on anyone ever.
That's right. But I also know, as somebody that I think has some decent common sense, if I'd have been in that particular situation and I didn't particularly care for what's going on around me, you just sort of quietly leave and don't provoke what's going on, because you don't want to be in the center of that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I view it. I mean, we've all, I would imagine, been in situations where things, you just felt like, hey, this could really go a bad way if I don't do something a little different, or if I don't vacate or leave or do whatever the case may be. You know, if I just continue on with what I'm doing, this could get really ugly. So I think I'll just quit while I'm ahead. This guy didn't quit while he was ahead.
No, he didn't. By the way, let's close with this, because it goes right up your alley. You coach businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a business leader. They've got an employee who's really been pushing them.
Which, by the way, happens quite often.
Right. And so, you know, obviously, it's going to come to a time when you fire them, but you have to first build up the cases and so forth and justification. In the meantime, you're getting angry because they're abusing your business and being abusive toward you. Okay.
Right.
You have to coach these people. Don't break.
That's right.
Don't snap.
That's right.
Why?
Hold your cool. Because it'll come back to bite you if you're not careful. And in this particular case with these two guys, if they get caught, it's going to come back to bite them as well. I mean, they will be on the hook for assault and battery. And the way this guy was beat up, I don't know that they'll spend jail time over it. That's what this guy probably wants. But there could be some restitution of other things coming their way if they even find out who these guys are. I'm not sure that they ever will. But the reality is, yeah, you don't want to, no matter what side you're on, you don't want to push that to where you're now out of control.
No, if I'm the judge and they say, well, he provoked us, I'm going to say,
matter.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Too bad. Yeah. You did this to him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at that point. And again, as you try to coach people through this, you let them know that yeah, you just can't do those things. And in this particular case, let's say it was the opposite. Let's say that you are the non-mask wearer, and you've got, instead of it being, you know, two non-mask wearers against one mask wearer, let's say it's reversed.
Okay.
It's two mask wearers against one guy that's not wearing a mask. And you're trying to defend yourself, but these guys are just berating you. You go outside, they keep berating you, and all of a sudden you're in a fetal position on the ground because these two guys wearing masks are beating you up because you didn't wear one. Which, by the way, that could happen as well.
Basically, you're like that kid, that child with the two ladies who are assaulting him because he wasn't wearing a mask, the little boy.
I mean, again, this one's getting picked out in the news media because it fits their narrative better than what we just said.
Yeah.
I would venture to guess that if we looked closely enough across the country at other news stories, there's some buried away in what I just explained, but you'll never hear about that in the news media because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Basically, yes. Basically,
why I wanted to bring this one up is because it does fit it. That's why this one's being highlighted. And by the way, this will not be the only place you hear about this. Guarantee you'll hear about this on a nationwide basis before long because it fits exactly what the news media wants to pump out.
Yeah, this will be the big thing.
Of course.
This would be the big thing.
But if it were opposite, you wouldn't hear anything about it.
Right. But basically, both sides did not listen to whatever John Rush was in their life. One side should have never been provoked.
That's right.
First of all, they shouldn't have left their home. Secondly, they shouldn't have been provoking. And the other side should not have responded.
And again, I don't know what condition this particular individual has. But you'd have to ask yourself, if you're able to go to the store and do the things that you're doing, but you've got deficiencies where you're worried about being out, I will tell you right now that if I had a problem, health problem, that I thought COVID would kill me,
right,
the last place I would be is at the grocery store, by the way.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to pick up COVID, Costco, grocery store, Best Buy, shopping mall, I could see you getting it at those places much, much faster than probably anywhere else you're going to go.
And let me finish with this. Yes, it was wrong of those guys should not have assaulted him, but John, was it their job to keep him safe?
No, it's
in
not.
Life?
No.
But that's what he was demanding. He was demanding to those two, you make me safe.
You can't demand that. So that's an unfair demand.
Right.
So we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Novus Auto Glass, folks. And boy, right now with our short daylight days, yes, we're going to gain a little bit each day now that we passed our shortest daylight day of the year yesterday. But you need to make sure you've got good vision. That's what Novus Auto Glass does. From headlights to the windshield to repairs, you name it, they've got it all one-stop shopping. And they work with all the insurance companies out there. RushToReason.com/Novus. It's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at RushToReason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Extreme Auto Repair, folks, whatever you need for your vehicle, yes, they're there for you and get you back up and running and on the road. And don't forget Cooper Tires, they sell at cost. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Okay, one thing I need to slip in here real quick because I neglected to do that before now, but I drove a great vehicle here recently, and that was a new Outback Onx Edition XT. Great car, by the way. The Subarus have gotten, Outbacks especially, have gotten a lot larger than they used to be. And
they really have.
They have. It is not the small car that it used to be. This is basically what I would consider to be a midsize SUV. They're priced around $35,000. Fuel economy about 30 miles to the gallon. It's a 2.4-liter turbocharged boxer engine. My only complaint with this car, and Subaru, if you're listening, please listen to me. I really want you to bring back a standard transmission option. This car only comes with the CVT transmission. And honestly, with everything going on in the car, it is my only complaint with the vehicle. Not that it's bad. It's just so different that I think there's a segment of the market that Subaru, you're missing by not having a standard transmission. I realize that a lot of cars today, the only way they come is with an automatic. I get that. But I also know there's a segment of the market that hate CVT transmissions because of some of their past history and some of the distrust that's there. Subaru, I think you're doing yourself a disservice by not offering a manual transmission, which, by the way, in Outback you did for a number of years. You haven't for a while now, but for a number of years you could buy a Subaru with a 6-speed. And I realize that a lot of the population isn't driving 6-speed transmissions, or manual transmissions, I should say, any longer. Outside of that, though, this car is absolutely fabulous. The interior trim package on this car is to die for. It's one of the most comfortable Subarus I believe I've ever driven. Dual zone climate control, very comfortable in the back seat. Front seat has the eyesight, driver assist, just all around. This is a top quality vehicle. I'll give it, a 5-star review with one exception, that being that CVT transmission. And by the way, just a side note, the Subaru is probably one of the best vehicles in the snow for our conditions here in Colorado. Of any vehicle you could buy, they just work.
Oh, they sure do. And by the way, the boxer engine, the weight displacement you get from that,
yes,
because it makes it, for those who don't know, it makes it so you don't get that tilty feel as much when you're going around
curves.
That's
right. That center of gravity is nice and low. It just works very well. A lot of features on this car. If you want to drive one, head out to your local Subaru dealer. Tell them that myself, Richard Rush, sent you. And by the way, I'd really appreciate the fact that you guys do that. And Subaru, thank you for letting me drive the vehicle. I appreciate that as well. All right. What do you want to finish up with? We got about 4 minutes left.
I don't know. Toll roads?
Oh, we can do that for a moment.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we got 4 minutes. We can do that real quick.
Okay, let me give you my gripe and you can answer it.
Let's do it.
All right. My gripe is not that there are toll roads, and it's not even that you create a toll road along for an expansion along, say, I-70 going up to the ski resorts. I understand that because you're taking advantage of out-of-state revenue.
Right.
That's tourism. Okay. My problem is on things like I-70, I-25, and C-470, where you add a lane and you make it tolls. And here's why. The reason you don't have the money to simply expand those lanes is because you're wasting it elsewhere. You see, the reason you have to expand those lanes is because the market, the tax base paying for those lanes, those roads that were already there, grew. You've got way more people paying way more taxes in the area around those lanes. That should pay for the new lanes. But instead, John, you are Colorado. And so you're throwing tons and tons, and I'm talking millions of dollars, into bike lanes and things that have not even 1% to 2% of the usage per lane.
Low. No, I agree. It's way low.
Right. So you're throwing all that money into those, basically activism, and to pay for that activism, you're making me have only two lanes going each way on C-470, which should have four. Answer my gripe.
No, you are correct. And one of the answers to that, and for all of you listening, because most people don't know this, the RTD budget that just handles the Front Range communities that participate in that particular tax and program, because RTD is driven off of a sales tax. RTD actually has about almost 100% more budget than what CDOT has. CDOT's got about a $1.2 billion budget, and RTD's got over a $2 billion. But I should say billion.
Make sure it's billion. So what do you think of that?
I think somehow legislature needs to get involved and fix that. The RTD thing is based on a tax that was based upon by the voters, and I get that. They need to go back in, though, and either revamp what RTD's got coming in, because, by the way, it's dying. RTD, you might as well figure out how you're going to handle that, because it's going to be a dinosaur in the not-too-distant future if it isn't already.
Why?
Because people aren't going to travel with it. COVID is affecting that in a particular way.
I agree.
And I think even prior to COVID, and Charlie could attest to this, even prior to COVID, ridership started to drop. RTD was having troubles even back in 2019. 2020 didn't create all those problems for RTD. People have figured out with rideshare programs and other options for driving that they can get to and from easier than hopping on a bus or a train. So their ridership is going down no matter what anyways.
You know what another thing happened? A lot of the newer buildings downtown built in tons of parking.
Right. So you can drive there.
Exactly. You didn't have that before. You didn't have nearly as much parking.
Right. So all of those things combined, RTDs, I think their end is out there. And if you're going to sit there and deny that it is, you're dumb. I mean, if you're sitting on RTD board and saying, oh, no, public transportation is going to be around forever. Well, it may be in a particular form, but the way we're doing it in Colorado, I believe right now RTD needs to really look at, and Charlie could probably chime in on this, but really they need to look at even reducing the size of the buses in a lot of cases, and instead of running these big monstrosities around town, shorten those things up, go to a smaller bus, more efficient, figure out a way to actually make that cost effective, because the reality is I don't know how many buses I see on a daily basis that are running around with, you know, 2-3 people on it.
But then you need more drivers.
No, you run the same route, just less capacity on the bus because it's not getting full anyways.
Okay.
And reduce, and by the way, you could reduce routes too. There are some of these routes that are running at 2-3 a.m. that Charlie could attest to. They don't need to be running at that time. They just don't need to be.
Okay. Bottom line, though, you agree with me.
Yes.
You can't blow all these millions of dollars on bike lanes and tell me now that I have to pay a toll for an extra lane on C-470.
I won't argue that.
Thank you.
But I am a guy that will pay a toll to go fast.
Well, sure.
So, anyway, side note.
Purefresh
Chevrolet's up next. And speaking of vehicles and transportation and all that, buy a car today. It's like going back in time. They're great people. They'd love to help you out. New or used, they've got you covered. In Fort Lupton, it's not much of a drive, folks. 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. And after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I can say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Does he have the best voice for Christmas music?
Great song, by the way. Yes. Perry Como. Okay, back to real quick. Charlie even said something when it comes to RTD and the fact that, A, they're not adapting. And the reality is, yeah, it's a dinosaur. But one of the things, too, that we all have to forget that RTD's got hardcore expenses because of all of the track they've put in up and down this Front Range area.
They've got
hardcore expenses with that they're not going to get rid of, that somebody back in the day should have thought through more clearly, because they messed up doing that.
Light rail was put in to alleviate parking downtown.
And it didn't help.
It's not enough.
Nope, it is not enough. So, all right, folks, we're going to be back tomorrow. Got a special day in store for you. We'll start off with health and wellness on Wednesdays like we always do to help you out this holiday season. And then we're going to do Christmas movies.
Christmas movies. Fun. Ho, ho, ho.
So it'll be fun. So if you got any favorite Christmas movies, be sure to text us those, 307-200-8222. Otherwise, we're out of here. Myself, Andy, and Charlie will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.